I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information, as usual. We're going to be delving into really a lot of detail concerning related subjects that connect with the Alpha Draconians, as well as an update on certain events that are happening on the planet. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner. I'm having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om Hari
Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari. Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical situation. And if you're a new listener to ET yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, and mainstream media, as well as limit your use of technology to the best of your ability. Now, preparing for tonight's program, it'll be a little different perspective than normal because, for the most part, ET yoga is about combining channeled extraterrestrial information and coordinating it with the great yoga masters and their wisdom. And for the most part, if you're a 13 or 14-year listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that those two dovetail and fit together and support each other. And I've never made a point of trying to convince people that ETs exist, because the point of the program is not that. It's the information. So if the information is self-empowering for you, you can use what you can use. And I don't really have an agenda. So that's always been the position. However, tonight's show is a little bit different because, unfortunately, there is no possible way that anybody on this planet can understand what's truly going on without understanding the situation with the Albertaconians. In fact, a few months back, I gave a workshop in Florida. At the end of the workshop, a lady asked, "Oh, you mentioned the word they a couple of times. Who is they?" And I gave a straight answer, the Albertaconians, because the Albertaconians that have been manipulating us for at least the last 28,000 years. And the Albertaconians are basically a reptilian species who are highly intelligent, master geneticists, telepathic, very large in nature, like 7 to 8 or 9 feet tall. They mostly kept themselves hidden from the public. And probably why, over the course of time, people were even ridiculed for even thinking about, you know, extraterrestrials, and didn't want anybody looking in that direction. In fact, I think one of the treaties they signed with one of our Earth militaries, they didn't want any pictures of them to be shared either. So it's been a very clandestine operation. In fact, Simon Parks on Connecting Consciousness has said that key members of the cabal on this planet have a monthly meeting, and the head chair is an Alfredoconian. So in point of fact, it's not just your cabal members that are controlling the planet. The bottom line, controlling this planet, is the ET presence. And if you're not aware of that, then you can't grasp the amount of control that they've had over us. And they're involved with every facet of life. In fact, the Dracos created all the religions. And I mean all. As a method to control humanity. They're involved with the banking system, the educational system, the medical system. They run everything on the planet through their minions. And for the most part, they keep themselves in their underground bases. They've messed with us in many ways, including genetically. They've set up frequency fence around the planet so we couldn't get out of here. They've compromised the reincarnation grid, which for a long time was run by the Archons. They also set up a frequency connecting energies from the pyramids of Mars, the Moon, and the Earth to keep us functioning in a certain range, because they feed on us emotionally as well as we're a food resource for them. And as well, young children. So a lot of these facts aren't very pretty, you know, and it's why people tend to not want to hear them. But I thought at least once I'd get into some of the far-reaching effects of the Alfredoconians and also offer some hope, because even though I can't prove it, because I'm not out in space taking part in the secret space program, and I'm not aware of all of the activities of other positive extraterrestrial forces that are helping to liberate planet Earth. But I've heard from enough people to kind of have some faith in the fact that apparently there's only about 1,500 Alfredoconians left. All of their craft has been disabled. They can't leave the solar system. But there's a few left, some in positions of power, like heads of corporations, heads of certain countries. And yes, some have the ability to be able to present themselves almost holographically in human form, even though it's not their true form. And in Patricia Corey's books, she goes into some detail in the Syrian Revelations. And apparently she's got a new set of revelations that's out, which I haven't read. And the first set came out, maybe 10 years ago. She talked about this extensively. Not only her, but there's lots of sources. And turns out that we're living in a world that's more strange than any science fiction comic book or novel that you could dream of. Now, recently I've seen a couple of programs presented through James Rink at Super Soldier Talk. And for the most part, as soon as these shows go up, they get taken down. by the time I'm able to recommend them to somebody, they're gone. And I think I got the guy's last name. I know his first name was Patty. I think it's Broussard. And this guy, to my way of thinking, is very knowledgeable, because most people don't have knowledge of a lot of specific topics that we're going to talk about tonight on this program. They might have some idea of one or two of the topics, but they don't know about all of them. Now, a specific experience that I've had is by going to visit the Rock Sphinx in Buzău, Romania, which in 2003 they discovered that this extraterrestrial base exists about, I don't know, a couple hundred feet below the Rock Sphinx, and that there's a secret entrance. I've taken a cable car up there, and you can go to the Rock Sphinx, but they're not going to show you where the secret entrance is to the ET base. But according to Patty Broussard, the base is one of four power bases on the planet, and it was a Draco base. And by the way, sometimes it's hard to get backup information when something comes out. In other words, it gets maybe reported, maybe not, and then it just disappears. But in this case, there is just tons of information about this find in 2003. If you go on the internet and look up ET base in Buzău, B-U-C-E-G-I, Buzău, Romania, you'll find lots of information, and it's just mind-boggling. In fact, there's at least six books out on the subject. I've read four of them. Transylvania Sunrise, Transylvania Moonrise, The Secret Parchment, and Light of Egypt. But there's a few more books that I haven't read. What's also fascinating is that this base is also connected to the Giza Plateau. It was connected to Iraq. It's connected to Tibet. It's also has tunnels leading to the inner Earth. It is a totally fascinating subject, and in my opinion, definitely one of the most spectacular finds in the history of humanity that, for the most part, nobody knows about. I might also state that the space program person also has a bit of a perspective on some cosmic events that he has a more of a, let's say, a first-hand view of. For example, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. Also, on December 21st of 2020, we entered the Aquarian Age. And apparently also a positive timeline. Even though things may look chaotic, the prognosis for the future is positive. He's also aware, as I pointed out on this program, that there's been a portal opened up. It's called the Lionsgate Portal. And it's a direct portal to 5D energy and the 5D Earth. Again, something that most people are totally oblivious of. And further, he stated that the Alpha Draconians have kind of turned some of their attentions from the HARP program to try and jam the frequency that goes to this portal. So according to him, that will have to be taken out as well. So it seems kind of a cat and mouse game here with respect to some of these influences by the Dracos. But interesting that he's aware of all of these subjects. For example, the compromising of the reincarnation grid. I've mentioned in detail in this program how to avoid being trapped in the what's called the soul trap. Apparently, according to him, you don't have to worry about that anymore because that Archon mechanism has been taken out as well. So humans are now free when they pass on to return to source energy or your home planet. And always keep in mind the first planet that you incarnated on in this universe, that's your star family. So apparently that's been solved. Now, I can't prove that, but amazing that he knows about all these subjects that, for the most part, I don't know, I could count the people on one hand that would know about all these topics. I'd like to also pass on a Mandela effect experience that I had recently. Totally unexpected. I was on YouTube and saw an article by Alex Collier. And Alex Collier was presenting information, and the program was actually taped 9 years ago. Well, when I clicked on the program, the first thing he started talking about was how, because Earth is located on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, it became sort of a easy stopover for all sorts of trade in the Milky Way galaxy. Well, did you notice anything wrong with that statement? Well, I would suggest you go to, maybe even Fact Check could get this right. I don't know, because Fact Check can't get too many things right that I'm aware of. I'm just not running into like 15 or 20 different subjects that it's dead wrong about. However, do some research and find out where Earth is in the Milky Way galaxy. And I'll guarantee you it is not on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. It is on the Sagittarian arm. If you were going to look at a grid of northeast, southwest, we're located more center and slightly northeast, about 100 million light years from where Alex Collier was talking about. And by the way, a couple of years ago, I suggested that people look under Carl Sagan, because he has a video out that's called Our Place in the Universe, and he also states that we're on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. And this is a Mandela effect, because there was a merging of timelines that took place about 10 years ago. I'm not going to dwell on that, because it definitely gives you a lot of food for thought if you start checking out the details. I might also say that I have a couple of other concerns that Patty Broussard addressed in his program. The first one was that during the most current political elections, the two subjects that I'm most concerned about, nobody talked about. One was the rollout of experimental vaccines, which in my opinion is against the Nuremberg Code and is a crime against humanity. And second is the rollout of 5G, which again is an experiment on humanity with no testing, just shoved up everybody's nose or wherever. And again, another violation of the Nuremberg Codes as an experiment on humanity and a crime. According to Patty Broussard, this COVID thing is going to go away. And there's apparently a new technology being developed as well to replace 5G, a new telecommunications technologies. And in fact, there's apparently some amazing technology in the medical area called MedVeds, which basically cure a person of pretty much anything. So this technology is out there. The question is, when will it be available? I'm not going to hold my breath, but definitely been hearing very positive things about that. And, of course, the elephant in the room has always been the AI, which I have no answer for. And I've been able to at least track the plan of the dark side with respect to what they would like to roll out, which is basically mandated vaccines and total control and this RNA nanobot technology that changes you basically from human to a hybrid that is totally irreversible and permanent damage. And if you get enough of this nanotechnology in you, and some of it like smart dust can reassemble inside your body and communicate through frequencies such as the 5G network to connect you to an AI program and, in point of fact, turn the human into a cyborg or hive mind or a node in a computer program or the total takeover of humanity. And I don't believe that they're going to be successful rolling all this out, but the plan is basically to keep the foot on your neck indefinitely. Like there'd be a 2021 COVID, a 2022, 2023. This COVID thing is supposed to last until 2025. And then they got a new one already in the works called SPARS, S-P-A-R-S. And I found a woman that exposed this, and man, she did a good job. She has manuals in her possession, somewhat similar to Event 201. Another simulation at Johns Hopkins University. And they already have the death rate, the method of distribution, the scientists that come up with the vaccine, everything is already planned for the rollout. And personally, I don't know anybody else that knows about that name, SPARS, S-P-A-R-S. Now, in support of Patty Broussard's claim, there's another very interesting channeled message from Saint Germain that James Rink read at the Capitol on January 6th. I highly recommend you try and find that. You go to Super Soldier Talk, and it's going to be listed in the top four or five programs there. If it's not, then they took it off because it's got some bombshell information in it, even though it's only about 6 minutes long. And basically, Saint Germain also states that this COVID thing will be leaving us. Now, as I understand it, the real issue is more of a frequency issue that has a central control. So it could be turned on and off, actually. And I know most people wouldn't even have a clue what I'm talking about, because the public is so ignorant, been so brainwashed by the mass media, so driven into a frenzy of fear concerning a virus that has a 99% recovery rate. Why would anybody shut down their country? Why would anybody even contemplate changing their DNA or looking for protection from a virus, supposed virus, where people have a 99% recovery rate? It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And by the way, you go around from country to country and you see people wearing these masks. It's just so stupid. These masks don't protect you from anything. In fact, if anything, they're harmful to your health. Social distancing prevents herd immunity from happening. Humans have the ability to share with each other immunity systems. And social distancing is another thing that it's only negatively affects your health. Not to mention, if you do some real research, you'll see that vaccines don't jump from one person to another. There's been lots of experiments done where they've tried to pass vaccines and spread them from one person to another. It's never been done. Can't do it. If you look into it, a virus, I guess I mixed the word up there. It wasn't the vaccine, but the word virus. Virus does not jump from one person to another. Virus is the result of your body dealing with excess toxicity. For example, from a 5G tower, you can duplicate these COVID symptoms strictly from 5G. Give somebody a blast of the 5G radiation and your body's response is to develop a virus. And in my opinion, you can also go to Project Camelot. That's Carrie Cassidy's site. It's got some really leading edge information there from some top doctors around the world. She's convinced, and so am I, that this is more about a nanobot technology, and clearly the vaccines have nothing to do with preventing you from getting COVID. In fact, as far as I know, at least two or three of the major vaccine makers have already said that it doesn't protect you from getting COVID. They hope, not proven, they hope that maybe your symptoms would be less severe. What a crock of BS. I mean, people that have taken the vaccines are now testing positive for COVID. Not to mention that these tests, this is another thing that they BS'd the public into believing, not only that we should be afraid of each other because we spread it from one person to another, but they've created this fear and this illusion of contagion, which is a bunch of crap. And people just suck this stuff up. They just blindly accept without doing any research. Just common sense. It's hard to come by these days. And further, as I understand it, people are going to need like four more shots throughout the year. I'm now hearing there's about a 10% side effect rate. Some of the side effects are like 0.02 Bell's palsy. There's another certain percent of people that get HIV. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The nightmare that they're rolling out on humanity. That everybody just goes along with. So in my opinion, this is a nanobot AI infection and the agenda of the vaccine. If you want to spread a virus, yeah, you could spread it through injection. So their testing programs and their vaccines can pass the virus or whatever else they want to pass. Through injection, this can be done. So the biggest, the bigger concern is that, not the COVID, the idea of COVID. In fact, these PCR tests are such a joke that the average person they don't get. These tests do not test you to see if you have a COVID virus. It doesn't check for COVID at all. It checks your antibodies. That's it. It takes a picture of your antibodies and gives 80% false positives. They can manipulate and say the rate is going up or going down or wherever they want to say, because it's all BS. The whole thing is totally BS from one aspect to the next. So, enough on that topic. Now, but in relation to the AI, according to Patty Broussard, some very high beings from higher dimensions have it working with a plasma frequency that not only took out the archons, but also taking out the AI as well. Well, you couldn't prove it by me, but sure like to think so. Would really like to think so, because to me that's the biggest problem facing humanity. In fact, once you start going down the technological road, it's a dead end road. Technology lowers your frequency. And technology has never, in my opinion, taken humanity in any kind of positive direction. It's only taken us down the toilet. Also, according to Patty Broussard, some of these vaccines are going to be tested, and some of these companies are going to be facing charges of crimes against humanity. Well, I'd like to see that, to be honest with you, because, man, these big pharma corporations sure have a lot of power and influence. So I don't see any objective proof that this is true, but sounds to me like a very bright future if we can eliminate the AI threat, these vaccines, and the 5G. The trifecta of a new age on this planet. I'm all for that. Also, I'm going to keep reiterating as good advice not to get too caught up in all the chaos, because we're still involved with the ascension process. And according to Patty Broussard, it's more obvious when you're out in space and you can see what's happening in the Milky Way galaxy. It's definitely, it's happening. We're in the process of an ascension. And there's one other area that he brings up that I've never heard of before. I've heard of something similar, a similar concept, but here's his new idea that I've never heard of. He calls it the six Earths. According to him, by September of 2021, everybody on the planet's going to be fitting into one of six scenarios. The Christians are going to have their rapture and Armageddon and all the rest of it on that timeline. There'll be another timeline that the people that are all bought into Nibiru coming and close passing and going through that. He didn't talk specifically about each of the others of the six Earths, but I guess you can use your imagination that 5D Earth would be one of them. The idea here is similar to how Bashar used to describe what happens after death. You basically first experience that which your belief system is bought into. So in point of fact, all versions are true. They may not be objectively true, but they're true for the people that believe in those versions. So it sounds to me like a definite shift where people are going to go where they fit. And makes a lot of sense to me, and I'd be appreciative to hear from any ET Yoga listener who has heard this concept from another source, because I certainly haven't. It's the first I've heard of the six Earth scenario. An amazing concept. And I'm not surprised that something's coming up on the horizon, because there is just such a split on the planet now of consciousness. And definitely one timeline could not accommodate all those scenarios. Every so often on ET Yoga, I also like to share with people the ultimate truth of reality. Because no matter how you slice it, this is how reality gets determined. And the ultimate truth of reality came from a channeling of Jean Hatch, of Mother Mary. They became part of the teachings at the College of Christ Consciousness. These truths were kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years and came out a few years ago. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, I would suggest you could probably on Monday when the archives come out for this program. There's no charge for that. You can go to my you can go to my website at etyoga.com, and on the main page, there's a button there called Radio Archives. just hit that one button. It'll take you to the archives, because then you can take your time to write them down at your leisure. So here's the list of ultimate truths of reality. Number one, prime creator God is all that is, therefore I am prime creator, expressing itself as me. Two, I'm not striving for perfection, as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As a creator, I'm 100% responsible for everything I create. Everything happens for a reason. There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% towards creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. I'm the only me there is. I'm not divided into parts. All events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I am experiencing negativity in my life, then I've chosen it. There's only one vibration, love. There is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. There are no victims, there are only lessons. I'm the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. At any given moment, I'm either giving love or asking for love. I am that which I create. And the last one, number 21. There are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. I'd like to now give my sincere best to each of the listening audience in your attainment of full consciousness, perfect alpha, and abundance. And in closing, I share with you the Who Am I technique, taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, where you focus your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. The idea being, get to the highest place you know how to get to, and then become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.